Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
You didn't cover it, did you?
No.
Pat tells me he's aware of another.
Listening on the radio, I believe Joe McConnell was. It might have been right here on the big KSTP
the flamethrower?
AM, yeah.
Really?
KSTP AM.
The Vikings, what, lost or won?
Vikings defeated the Green Bay Packers on November 14th, 1971, a cold mid-November day, blustery too, I believe, 3-0. Now, on a more interesting than yesterday, where both teams were futile, it was the Vikings who were completely futile. The Packers made 301 yards. John Brockington, a rookie running back, rushed for 149 or something.
Wow.
In a 3-0 game. They were, I had not looked up this, but they were inside the 20 five times and didn't score.
Wow.
They tried to score from the one on fourth down, got stopped. They missed a field goal. They had a field goal block. They fumbled. Anyway, five times. The Vikings 3, the Packers nothing. The Vikings had 5 first downs and 87 yards.
My God.
And they found a way to will themselves to victory.
Who was the quarterback in 71?
Quazno Snead were the quarterbacks, and yeah. I think they both played that game and between them.
Was it here?
Yes, Met Stadium. A blustery day at Met Stadium.
My word.
3-0. I remember listening to it on the radio. And I think it was McConnell and Horning. I might be wrong, but they were incredulous, to say the least. Was that before them, though? Maybe it wasn't.
Were you incredulous yesterday?
I was mesmerized.
Or amused.
I was mesmerized. Because the Viking game, I don't faithfully watch every play.
I couldn't see it because we didn't get it where I was.
Where the heck
were
you?
I was in Florida.
Oh, you were in Florida, yeah. Well, you missed it. But it was one of those where you settle on the couch figuring you're going to click back and forth or read something and look at it once. It was so bad. It was mesmerizing because our quarterback, who was our hero 5 weeks ago, right, 4 weeks ago, Josh Dobbs, was awful. And he wasn't the worst quarterback on the field. This kid from the Las Vegas had no idea what he was doing. It was amazingly inept. This was full ineptitude by both teams. This was not.
I watched the full highlights of it.
There were none.
Well, such as they were. Well, in other words, I watch a game recap.
Yes,
you
right.
go to an NFL yeah, site right, and you can yes. get all the games. And how was Dobbs any worse than anybody? I didn't think he was deserved to be pulled.
Oh, no, he did. He was terrible.
What did I miss?
He was god-awful.
He couldn't find any secondary receivers. He just...
Well, he damn near got Jefferson killed on the one pass across the middle.
Is that where he got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
got lit up. They say might... Nothing serious, but...
Because he went to the hospital.
Yes, he did, to see if there's any internal injuries he got hit so hard. And they only have till Saturday because they leave Friday. But, he was just late on everything. And Mark Sanchez was doing TV, right?
I believe so, yes.
And he kept making excuses for him. And in the third quarter, he just turned on him and said... He doesn't look for any secondary receivers. He just runs out of the pocket. And then this Mullins came in, and he threw a softball over to the sideline, but the guy caught it. He said Dobbs would have never made it. He would have been running by then. Yep. He wouldn't have looked for the second receiver. He was brutal. I think to the point where he won't dress. He won't be in uniform on Saturday in Cincinnati.
So now that you've seen him, why has he been with seven teams?
That's because he can't pass out of the pocket. He's, he ran out of the pocket the first 2 weeks, made some plays when he had a wide open view of the field that he didn't have to see a secondary guy. And then the third week, they started rushing him and trying to keep him in the pocket to make him more uncomfortable. He got sacked, five times yesterday?
Four or five times.
Yeah. They ran him down, and it just... it was fun while it lasted, which was two games.
You know what secured his fate? My 12-year-old ordered the Josh Dobbs jersey. And I said, buddy, you just jinxed him. Now he's going to get benched.
Yeah, seems like a nice fellow, but I think after yesterday, he can pursue that rocket scientist thing. And that would, help us go to Neptune or some damn place. We've been to Mars. Where do we want to go next? We haven't sent a human to Mars. Let's send a human to Mars.
You're saying, Josh, you take us.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Joe McConnell was your radio play-by-play guy from 71 to 76, followed by Ray Christensen.
Yes.
From 76 to 84.
That a downgrade in enthusiasm. Ray is legendary as a Gopher homer announcer, but terrible on baseball and terrible on the Vikings.
The NFL.
McConnell was great.
Pat, do you realize we get two Monday night games?
Why is that? That start at the same time.
Reavers tells me this has been done before.
They do it on occasion, and I think somebody told me this. It has something to do with the college football schedule. So, in other words, they start to add the Saturday games once we're done with college football.
We got Saturday games this Saturday.
Because now all the bye weeks are done. So now we've got all these, everybody's playing now once again. So I think that's part of this.
Yeah, but early in the season, why? Because there's no bye games.
Yeah. The bye weeks, I think, start after week four.
So why do we, ABC, who's paying the big money for ESPN, wants two games?
Correct, yes.
Even though... They got so
because one of them will be the Manning cast, right?
That must be the backup.
No, that's separate from the.
I see.
That's ESPN separate from one
because our guy Kirk is going to be on the Manning cast tonight.
You get Green Bay at the Giants on ABC, mm-hmm. and you get Tennessee and Miami on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Both start at 7:15.
Got it.
Is Kirk going to repeat the comments he had to the right wing fanatics? Church a couple of weeks ago.
No, I missed this.
Did a half hour on this outfit that's very anti-gay.
Oh, I did not.
But he stayed away from the topic, but the fact he was telling them what great work they do probably had something to do with that.
I see.
Daddy, of course, is a right-wing lunatic. So
is he?
And I think a hardcore preacher moved to Florida because I think Michigan was too liberal farm or something.
I see.
But anyway, Kirk, I don't think the Manning fellas will get into that tonight.
Probably not. They'll steer away from that topic.
Anyway, it was amazing. I'm sorry you missed it. It would have been.
I saw the highlights.
The missed field goal. They showed the one. I thought the play-by-play guy got pretty funny. He says, "Now here's our highlight package," and they showed the missed field goal, and then they showed the turnover when they were down and inside the 20.
Kenny wanted to know if they deserved to celebrate a 3-0 victory on a winning field goal. They celebrate making a tackle.
They got a new one on the when they stop them. When they get the turnover, they had a guy get down on his knees, and then they turned somebody upside down on him.
Oh,
did you see?
Oh,
that?
A turnover. Is that what that's supposed to symbolize?
The defense. See, because Joe, in the interest of equality. Now, offensive guys were allowed to, celebrate in asinine fashion after touchdowns. Well, the defensive players started complaining that they couldn't celebrate.
Well, you got to have equity.
It would have been called taunting.
You got to have it.
So now, after a turnover, they're allowed to
celebrate.
They
get to run all the way down and pretend they're pumping gasoline or something. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
That was done in the name of equity.
Wonderful. So, not to be outdone, because the final score was much different, but did you see that we were outdone in our ineptitude in the Houston Texans New York Jets game yesterday, where in the first half, we at least had a missed field goal in our first half.
Yes.
They didn't have it. It was everybody punted on every drive in the first half.
Every 11 punts. 11 punts or something.
Three and out the whole half?
Yeah.
Well, not three and out, but everybody punted.
Nobody was close enough to consider
kicking a field goal. Yes.
What's happening?
It was 11, 12 punts.
And
Houston had been playing good with this Stroud kid. Yeah, he had a horrible day. The Jets have a great defense.
They do.
And they stink.
And I told you that Taylor Swift was the worst thing to happen to the NFL. I get a text last night from home. Pat Mahomes not having a very good year.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But because Taylor Swift was at the game, she's watching that game, and she says the Chiefs were robbed on a bad play. No, they weren't, dear. The guy was clearly offside.
Yes, he was.
She's offering up comments on the Bills' 3-4 defensive scheme against the Chiefs.
Next thing you know, she'll be calling plays.
She's turned on Mahomes now.
Oh, she's worried about him. He's having a bad game,
Well, he did go flip over about the call. A lot of times they say, "Hey, buddy,
Well, he didn't check with the ref. That was the big deal. Was that he?
Can check with the ref, and he'll say, "Yeah, you better back up."
Yeah.
And wide receivers do it all the time, but this guy Tony did not do that.
This guy's mind is in a different planet.
I'll
anyway,
say. Yeah,
he's. But he was the guy that on the other end of the lateral from Kelsey that would have scored the touchdown. But poor Mahomes. One reason you're seeing a very frustrated Mahomes is this collection of crap receivers. And Kelsey's the only guy he's got that he can trust. But 3 weeks ago, Valdez, whatever his name is, dropped a touchdown pass
that would have won
the game for him. And then last week, he got tackled down there and they didn't call interference. Now, he probably would have dropped it anyway, but he got tackled. So that got, I was reading, they get all the calls, so they're whining. Well, they didn't get that call last week when
against the Packers.
The guy got tackled. So, I'm sure they're frustrated. But the problem is they let Tyreek Hill go, who might be the MVP. So, and he's got a bunch of clowns as his receivers, and this guy proved he was a clown.
Might the Bears join the playoff hunt?
Right now, the NFC North, and with the Lions becoming the Lions again, the Bears should have swept them. They are all the same. You got four teams that are identical. They all semi-stink.
And Green Bay wins tonight. They're tied with the Vikings.
Yes, they are. And we could have the great 8-8 showdown.
Oh, let's bring it.
That's right.
New Year's Eve at the Ziggy Dome to decide the prestigious NFC North, and one of these collections of jackasses is going to have a home game.
So can you imagine, Patrick, what year was it that we had the great Kevin Seifert on describing the first night game between the Vikings and the Cowboys, and Kevin Seifert called it the biggest drunken collection of barf he's ever seen from a now fan standpoint.
Was that a New Year's Eve game?
No, it was a night game. It was a Thursday night game. But can you imagine Viking Packers New Year's Eve for the division?
What time are we kicking her off?
All of those games are to be determined because the NFL wants to put those matchups in.
But they're on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but they're all on New Year's Eve.
Nothing will top the drunks on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's a good point.
makes me so sad. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Get off my dad.
Why are you tasing my dad?
It's Christmas.
Get off my dad.
Hey, kids, don't worry about it.
Get off my dad, the 6-year-old son.
Oh, they hate
him. God almighty. That was back when you still got letters. These old ladies they were sending me notes for weeks.
You ruined my Christmas.
Yes. Get off my dad. Oh, my God.
Well, you were reporting what you saw.
I saw a guy so loaded that he thought he's just going to take his kids in the locker room and say hello to the fellas.
Say hello to the fellas.
Yeah, come on in.
Let's go say hi to Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Let
kids.
Me in. I got to show my kids this guy here.
You know, I might have saved the kid's life because the guy was probably going to drive home.
Yeah. Good point.
At .32.
That would have ruined Christmas.
Yes, that would have really ruined
Get
Christmas.
Get off my dad.
Check my math.
I wonder if the family kept that clippy.
Have it framed in the basement.
Have a scrapbook. And then this is the time Dad got drunk and tried to walk us into the locker
Like you
room.
Have the photo of the weeping blondes in your garage. Yes, that family should have your article.
That's right.
Check my math on something. If the Wild won 5 of 6 under this new guy, is that my math correct? Didn't they win 2 at home and then go on this 4-game road trip?
Yeah, this one he gets no credit for. He got 0. He was, no. What new guy? You mean
the coach?
The coach.
The new coach.
They won, but they had won. Well, they'd won before Dobbs played, hadn't they? Didn't they?
You mean Hines?
I'm talking Wild.
Oh, the Wild.
Wild.
I'm down on that guy.
Are you?
But go ahead.
Well, have they won five or six?
No,
under
they lost twice in a row. They lost back to back.
Oh, on this trip?
They lost in Edmonton 4-3, and they lost in Vancouver 2-0.
Oh, okay.
But they won yesterday, but I'm down on it.
They've won 4 of 6.
You want me to tell you why?
Why are you down on him?
I do.
I'm reading the Gamer today.
Yeah.
Jake Middleton, big hulk of a defenseman.
Yeah.
We refer to him as, in the quotes, as Mitty.
Oh.
You haven't been here long enough.
Yeah, you don't get to throw
to be
a Y
calling
in
calling him Mitty
no.
yet.
No.
And then Brock Faber.
Yeah.
Fabes.
Oh.
We got Fabes and Mitty. You got to be here at least 6 weeks to start throwing around the Mitty and the Fabes. You can't do that like 12 days after you get the job. You're not familiar enough with these guys to be calling him Mitty.
Yeah.
That really upsets me.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Matt.
An imposing figure of your defenseman?
Plus, Jake Middleton.
Hang on, here comes Mitty.
Jake Middleton is like the second coming of Harold Snepsy. Just a big, bruising defenseman without much talent. He ain't no Mitty.
Right.
Jake is a perfect name for Jake Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Yes.
Jake makes you think tough, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here comes Jake.
Here comes Mitty. Come on. Come on, Hines. You know.
Did you know Doug McLeod?
Oh, God, yeah. Great guy. Very unfortunate.
Die at 70. That's too young.
70 down in Phoenix. He'd been retired down there for a while, I think. But he did, he did Gopher hockey for years and years. He did some North Stars, I think.
I think, yep.
Some North Stars TV. Never did the Wild TV, but really good guy. Every time you ran into him, he was happy.
Yeah.
So he wasn't working at all? He was done?
Not to my knowledge. He might have been cutting some ads or doing something down there, but he'd been living in Arizona for a while. I hadn't seen him in four or five years, probably. He used to run into him all the time at various hockey games.
But, sure.
Yeah, he was a really good guy. And another really good Doug, older, but Doug Gillen, first baseman on the 1956 Gopher baseball team, their first national champion. Really good guy. And I got to know him pretty well and would once in a while do a piece on the Siebert dynasty and stuff. He's a really good guy. He died over the weekend, too, but I think he was 86 or something like that. So.
Okay, I got a golf question for you.
I'm ready.
Well, Jason Day and Lydia Ko won this team event, the Grand mm-hmm. Thornton. Does that count as a PGA victory for Jason Day?
No.
Nor an LPGA victory for Lydia Ko.
No, it's part of the fun of the off season. I think they're not official.
About and what do you think of the money they handed?
Well, I was going to say, because I know he's going to go off. Why don't we mix in our pause?
Well, I was going to go, I want the money addressed to John Rahm yes. before I get to Otani. Oh,
okay. Mm. Do you want to do the pause first?
Let's talk a little John Rahm.
Okay. Let's talk a little John Rahm.
All right.
I think the fact that he's eligible to play all the majors is... He's one of those guys that got so much money now. He just, all he cares about is the majors. All he cares about is, you know, so he doesn't care if he goes and wins the L.A. Open or something right. like that. He just, which he did last year, whatever we call it now. And he just, you know, after it gets over $300 million, how can you say no, you know?
Yeah, but I got to think there's strings attached. I got to think you got to appear at so many of these.
Yeah, well, you got to play at them. Yeah. I think you got to play them.
Yeah.
You know, but there's only, what, 18, something like that. I think you got to play in them, though. But he's got to, it really is going to beef up his team.
Yeah.
He's got a team there. We got these team.
I got your team.
He's got the Growlers or some damn thing that they got. Did you ever try watching it? They got this big scoreboard on the left. They got the big scoreboard on the left, so the a third of the screen is all this crap we don't care about, team standings and stuff like that.
Each event in LIV a team event?
Well, there's teams.
They compete.
There's teams within the, you know, you got the individual winners, but everybody's also on a team, which has like $400,000 worth of prize money each time or something like that. I don't know.
Now check this out.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me? If we pause right here,
after Patrick,
we go to Patrick
tells us about the Valley Group GM pause. Dealers, and then we pause.
Right. Mm-hmm. I made this point earlier. I parked today out in our lot out here in front.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was 18 cars there, 17 SUVs,
yep.
and my convertible. That's it. I think to be with it. You got to get an SUV, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, I've been out there. They got some neat-looking Buicks SUVs, the big one, the middle one.
Midsize, whatever you want.
Everything. Hockey equipment goes in the back. This is the family vehicle, the sedan. Now, if you're an old-timer like me and love a sedan, they got those, too. And you get a really good deal on those because everybody's buying these SUVs. I don't know what's happened to America, but they got great choices out there.
And this isn't a new developer.
Brett Paul. Yeah, but more so than ever.
Right.
More so than ever. I go to a hockey game on a, you know, there's 50 cars in a lot. There's me and some guy's got a truck, and there's 48 SUVs. SUVs. They aren't the future. They're the present.
That's right.
That's the present. Jim Paul's Valley Group, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Good interest rates right now. Great selection. Apple Valley and Hastings. Get the family an SUV for Christmas. Everybody else is doing it. Come on.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal.
Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
First of all, when we got done with Monday Night Sports Talk, about 20 minutes later, he's always got to call me to recap something that I may have missed, right?
Oh, God.
So he calls me and he said, do you believe this dumb over here? I said, what? He's never been to a meat raffle. How is that even possible? We broke down meat raffles on Monday Night Sports.
Joe's never been to a meat raffle.
Well, Royce felt that it was important to tweet that.
Yes.
I saw that. He tweeted that I've never been to a meat raffle. Rookie, have you ever brought home meat from a meat raffle?
Oh, you're talking to the king.
Several times.
You might be the second in line, because I bet Kenny probably is the king of the meat raffle.
Nope, never been.
Really? He's never been to one.
Oh, I would have had heavy money on
you. He just goes out and shoots his meat.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
You want to talk Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Well, was it smart to give him that much money? And I made a dumb move before the show. I said, for God's sakes, they can't even DH him. I didn't know the National League had the DH. Well, when did that happen?
A couple years ago.
Well, never mind then. Maybe it was smart of
it. It was 2 years ago.
But, right? Pat, the beauty of it is Johnny Height and I, we just let him go on his little tirade, right? Because we know our guy.
Who's going to tell
him? Well, here's the deal, though. He may never pitch again. He's had two Tommy Johns. He's having another Tommy John. So all he can do next year.
Well, he's not that good of a hitter.
All he can do next year is DH. He hits
not 70 million per.
Well, what would Tony Gwynn be worth today?
Well, not nearly that much because he's not Japanese. The Dodgers' whole deal is how much money they can make off this guy in Japan.
Oh,
it's why the Toronto organization was willing to go so far. How far did Toronto go?
Pretty much out there.
Yeah, I heard $650.
They were going that's what I heard or something. It's a 10-year deal. Here's what bothers me though. They said it's extended far into the future as far as payments. So does this get the Dodgers out of paying the luxury tax?
It does.
Some of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in fact, according to...
They won't have to pay the full luxury tax.
I believe it was Jeff Passan who said a significant portion of the $700 million is going to be deferred.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what he reported.
Deferred, but what baseball's got to have a rule is we don't care how much you defer.
If this is the average annual value, then you have to pay. I agree.
And they have to announce that retroactively.
Yes.
Because if you're going to pay a guy $70 million, you got to be paying a huge tax, a luxury tax for that.
And so what do they get out of the country of Japan? They would televise Dodgers games there?
Advertising, I don't know. They make marketing deals with... They probably have marketing rights to him to some degree, and they'll make marketing rights in Japan. Huh. And, you know, but he's not unique if he doesn't pitch.
Right.
If he doesn't do both.
Right.
He's a great player. But he's a $300 million player.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Pitching. If he doesn't pitch, he's not that good of a hitter.
No, and I think if he comes back as a pitcher, it's going to be as a reliever or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be tough for him to be a starter again, especially because he's about to turn 30, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think he's almost 30. So it's but baseball has a most... You know, they've just had a great season. People went to the games. The World Series ratings were awful, but we knew they were going to be. But they just had fast-moving games, and they've solved a lot of their problems. But more than ever, you're going to have the financial imbalance here because the Dodgers have their own TV network, right? They have their own thing. Even the Texas Rangers are claiming financial limits even after winning the World Series and drawing over 3 million people because they lost their regional TV deal, mm-hmm. which was worth more money than this one. So they got this Montgomery who kicked around forever and then pitched really good for him, the lefty. And they say they can't afford to sign him because they just drew, they just won a World Series and drew over $3 million.
Yep. Baseball's got a television problem big time.
The regional TV.
Ohtani and Rahm made $1 billion in one weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you got a new fart button.
It's right here. Yeah, it's right here. It's one of these deals. Something like that.
That sounds more like a burp button.
That was, I don't know what that was.
Wow.
But we got him.
You know who's brought the fart back to entertainment? Better.
I don't.
The best since Blazing Saddles.
I don't.
Gary Oldman and Slow Horses.
Oh, yeah?
Have you watched it yet?
No, I got to get
going.
Yes.
Get going. Because he's proud of them, no matter what people he's around. I mean, Jackson Lamb is. I didn't realize. Have you read any of that stuff?
No, I just have his book. I have the first book called Slow Horses.
Yes.
I can't wait to start it.
And it's famous literature in. In Britain,
yeah,
in Britain, because and I never watched it either. But I'm reading reviews like he's the perfect Jackson Lamb because this is how he's supposed to behave and look, and he's such a famous, you know, it's like Le Carre's characters, I think there's another one that I haven't watched yet. There's three of this year, but the third episode this year was fantastic.
Is this year three?
Yeah. Was fantastic, including when he gets in the back seat of the car with this pompous guy and starts cutting the wind. And there's, whoa, you know, stuff like that. It's, and you will love this character.
I'm going to play this portion of the program today for the woman I married, and I'm going to tell you why. Over the weekend, the three of us, me and my two sons, 12 and 9, we're laughing at fart videos that we were watching on Twitter, and she's in the kitchen looking
not
at us
happy.
Three going, as in, here I am, I have a master's degree in nursing, and the three idiots that live in my house are laughing at fart videos.
Here's what you do.
Yeah.
You know what he has to do for those two kids? Mm-hmm. He's got to find the tape of the contest.
Lord Windermere.
Lord Windermere. Yes.
Got to find that. Okay. Trained on cabbage on a freighter boat.
And, you know, let's face it, the highlight of Blazing Saddles with all the other great humor was,
But that Lord Windermere thing, that's 70 years old.
Oh, God, yes.
That's a Canadian troop that did that. And
that's highbrow.
Yeah. It's almost the opera.
Yes. Jackson Lamb, though, you'll appreciate
that's
it.
That's his name in the series?
In the series, and Gary Oldman is just fantastic.
Where else have I seen him?
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's been the
bad guy. He's been in a million things.
He's been the good guy. He's been everything. But he's completely disheveled in this thing and walks around like an idiot, except he's a genius, you know, as far as figuring out crime and stuff like that. So, but he's, the slow horses are.
Well, why did they put him out to pasture?
Because he screwed something up.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they put him in charge of the other guys who screwed something up. So they didn't fire him. They just put all the idiots together.
It's like Department Q in the novels I'm in love with by this Juicy Dash Nelson or Anderson that I told you about. Carl Mork is a detective in Denmark, and his assistant is a guy named Assad, and he doesn't know. Carl doesn't know where the hell he came from. It's just
I'll have
wonderful.
To watch. I wonder if they got
a TV. This is books.
They got a TV series on it.
I'm unaware if they do.
Two things I forgot to mention, and I don't want to forget this because two of them came via email. Randy wanted to know, Patrick, who was the person Sid gave the nickname the Iron Horse? I believe it was a newspaper employee, right?
Yeah, it was.
Because the story's great, but I couldn't remember what the name or who.
Well, I think the person, Linda, who was a copy aide.
Okay.
That was the one that he says. Cal Ripken Jr., you made it into work today. You know, cause she missed, like, she was supposed to work 4 days a week, and she was a half tie. She missed them all.
But he called her the Iron Horse.
Yeah, I called her Cal Ripken Jr., he called her. And the fact that he noticed that she wasn't showing up, I mean, she just a copy.
I love that.
He does like the... to stop on his heels when he sees her there. Cal Ripken Jr., nice you could get in there then. Because Joe was there when they all way back when, a different collection of workers, but the drive-by shooting, and when he came down the all along, he walked from the elevator all the way to the back of the room, and he had an, like, 8-9 insults for various people all the way down. It was said, time for the drive-by shooting.
It was
unbelievable. And, you know, what the hell was his name? The guy. We had one guy, Jay Ewell, who was a great guy, but just a screwy little bastard. He was a desk guy, but he had, like, three different nicknames. Mr. Shirts, because he wore bad shirts, and then George Halas Jr., because he was a Bears fan, and Sid knew all these things. Never knew anybody's name, but he knew all these things about people. You know, he knew. It was really weird. You know, he knew who they were married to, and, you know,
Mr. Shirts.
So if we had some of the inner office marriages, which were happening, how could you get married? How could you be married to that jackass? Yeah. He said every day he came in. You know,
didn't one surface recently on Twitter? Was it Jerry Zagoda? Was traveling and Sid had
Mr. Yeah, Jerry went to the South Pole and Sid called him Mr. North Pole for like 5 years.
Because you know why? Sid never heard of the South Pole.
Went to Antarctica.
He might have heard of the North Pole, but he sure as hell never heard of the South Pole.
Mr. North Pole forever. About the last 10 years, it was no fun anymore because he kind of lost his game. But
there was nobody more fun to torment.
More to torment. Because
he'd call a copy in, and I'd tell the kids, let me get this.
His, you know, there's practical jokes, and then there's Sid, like, would pour stuff on people. It's, I mean, it was no... You know,
remember the time though I went Mexican on him?
Yeah.
You know
what?
I would tell
Spanish
the copy.
Accent.
Yeah, I would tell the copy kids. Look, he's calling his. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Act like you were a Spanish.
Yeah.
Story.
Hello. Now who's this?
And it wasn't racist. It was agitated.
No, I was just doing an accent like this, you know. And I was saying, Mr. Harbin, what do you have? Who are you? What do you want? And he'd be just, it would build up to where he was going, God damn it, what the hell? And then I'd hang up.
Yeah. Call back.
He'd call back, hello? Who is this? Who is this? It's me, I'm on the copy desk, Mr. Herman. I'm trying to help you. I don't know why you have so much trouble.
Jesus.
Oh, I've never heard that story before.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's many that you have.
There is.
Bro, I bet.
I mean, Bracken, there was a, you know, Bracken had worked as hard being an editor or a beat writer as he did to agitate Sid.
Right.
He would have been a Hall of Famer, you know. It was great. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, my God. So,
well,
what else
guys?
We got?
Well,
we got the hockey team.
We got the hot Timberwolves.
They had the same score. 3-0.
The hot Timberwolves.
Oh, we don't know. Anthony re-hurt himself, and they got the tough schedule coming now. They've had the easy schedule lately, but
they got the tough tonight?
But they're still 17-4. It's hard to argue with 17-4.
I tell you what.
Home to New Orleans tonight.
As much flack as they got for the Gobert trade, he's been great this year.
He and Towns appear happy.
Nobody gave more flack than me.
That's true.
What was the logic of this? And the fact that they basically said, block shots, rebound, and dunk.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do when he comes out and sets a screen.
Well, someone, I forget who, had pointed out that before last year, he played in the, it wouldn't have been the Olympics.
France.
Yeah, but he played in whatever those games, games were they over the summer? So he might have been a little worn down, whereas this year he's a little bit more fresh.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But boy, he's been good.
He's been good. Yeah, that's great. I saw somebody go really over their skis the other day, and he said this should be in the MVP conversation.
That's a little much. Did you guys watch the play-in tournament?
I missed that, Chris.
I watched 10 minutes of it, maybe. The Lakers came back and beat them, though.
They did.
LeBron tried to pretend that was meaningful. He had the goggles on in case they threw the champagne.
Did they do champagne?
They did not.
Yes, honest to God.
Wow.
Did they really? I did not notice that.
Did they have the different floor?
Oh, yeah. They had a very colorful floor. The
floor,
it was red. It was like unwatchable.
It was fire engine red.
Yes. My eyes, I can't tell who the hell's where they are. It's just awful.
Have you ever covered an Army-Navy game, either of you?
I have not.
I did not cover Army-Navy.
I covered
Harvard-Yale, but I never covered Army-Navy.
I know it's not the greatest football being played, but at the end, when you got 22 guys in the scrum, that was pretty cool.
Why did they do that? Why didn't they pitch it out to the side?
Because the clock was running, and I think they were antsy to run a play. But the little guy and I were watching the end of that. That was a pretty neat ending to that.
Now, Army has gone to the boring uniforms the last couple of years.
Yeah. See, I like it. They look like Army uniforms.
Yeah, they do. They do. But what I'm saying is they're not... And they were playing that thing at Foxborough. Don't play. It's supposed to be in Philadelphia.
That's what I thought.
Heart of the country. Come on.
That's what I thought.
What the hell?
So did they start moving this around a little bit?
They were at one in Baltimore a few years ago. They moved it around a couple of times.
Yeah. So are they bidding it out?
What they're doing. Okay. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't approve. There's a lot of stuff I don't approve of, though.
Yep.
Including Mitty. I don't approve of
Mitty.
Mitty
and Fabes.
There was a great college game day sign, though, that said, if Maverick had went to West Point, Goose would still be alive. I thought that was great.
Is that right?
Had went?
Well, that's what the sign said, the college football sign.
So somebody who not well-educated had gone to should have been.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough.
More than you deserved once again.
Mr. Hartman.
Okay.